He's the center of attention yet again. Let's talk to him. President Trump.
President Trump.
Dirt and smelly. And, you know, it's not a huge pleasure to not talk to you. I use the double negative.
Yes.
I like talking to you. The double negatives each cancel each other out. Now, with the liberals, I use a triple negative. It's not a pleasure. That means I don't want to talk to those losers at all.
Ah, see, guys, okay. He's referring, our president's referring to his failure to use the double negative when he was describing the agreement about all the meddling in the election, right?
Yes, yes.
You said, now let me see if I have it right, Mr. President. You said, I don't see any reason why it would be Russia. And you should have said, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Would, wouldn't. You know, frankly, it's an honest mistake. Would, wouldn't. It's easy to confuse the two. Matter of fact, just before I got on the phone with you guys, I saw Melania in the bathroom. I said, look, honey, I got morning wouldn't. She rolled her eyes and walked away. But still, Elliot, you understood. You probably get morning woodens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mr. President, everyone, we're all still kind of wondering about your secret one-on-one meeting with Putin. How did that go?
Beautiful meeting. It was so beautiful. It went great. How do I know? Afterwards, the guy gave me a freaking soccer ball. That's a tremendous sign it went well. I scored major points with my son, Baron, believe me.
I bet you did.
Well, you know, a lot of people are complaining, and they want the interpreters to testify in front of Congress. Not enough people in the room.
Look,
just you, Putin, and these guys.
Everyone needs to calm the hell down. Anderson Cooper was so worked up, I thought his hair was going to turn clear. Look, the meeting lasted just over 2 hours. Actually, we talked about nuclear weapons and Syria for like 15 minutes. And then we used the rest of the time to watch the brand new Mission Impossible movie. Yeah, Vladdy got a bootleg copy from a guy. It was kind of blurry and hard to see, which is a weird coincidence because I'm told the guy now can't see anymore. Acid attack on the street. Weird coincidence.
Weird coincidence. How about some of your fellow Republicans that have spoke out against this whole summit with Putin? I mean, we're looking at what? Bob Corker, Mitt Romney, Jeff Flake. And that's just a few that were critical.
Oh, Bob Corker. What an ingrate that guy is. He said he was disappointed and saddened by my news conference. Oh, really? Hey, Bob. You know who else is disappointed and saddened? Your poor wife, every time she rolls over and sees your shriveled up little corker laying there. And Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney criticizes my performance. That's the same guy who lost to Obama after 4 years of Obama. Talk about a loser.
Yeah, so true.
Are you a little bit surprised at all the negative reaction to your meeting with Putin?
You know, I really shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I could save a guy from a burning building, and MSNBC's Rachel Maddow would say, I'm taking away jobs from firemen, okay?
Yeah.
She's
a
piece of work, isn't she? Maddow looks like every starting pitcher in the Little League World Series.
All right, let's switch topics. I saw the story the other day. Your Make America Great hats made in China, and they are being affected by the trade war. Tariffs on your hats are going to cost your supporters more.
Totally fake news. None of my Make America Great Again hats are made in China, okay? A certain amount of them are made by 8-year-old Chinese children who work in an abandoned airplane hangar in Bangladesh. Big difference. Totally bad information.
Okay.
And you know, last week, Columbus, Ohio, here we are, the center of the universe with the Stormy Daniels arrest. We never got your take on that. Was it politically motivated, do you think?
You know, they said they'd been staking out that strip
right
for over 6 months. Incredibly dedicated to their job. They really are. They said they gave her $50 and she put their heads between her breasts and that was the supposed crime. That's no crime. No, when I got to do that, it cost me $10,000. Now that's
a crime.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You have had a whirlwind week so far. It's only Wednesday. So what does the rest of your week look like, Mr. President?
Well, I tell you what.
Donnie, who are you talking to so early? Come back to bed.
Vladdy, quiet.
Who is that?
Nobody. That's Melania. She caught a cold while on the plane ride home.
Come snuggle, Donnie. My legs are cold.
Not now, Vladdy.
Sir, do you want me to go ahead and get the two-person hot tub ready for the aromatic bubble bath?
Yes, Mike Pence, please do. You're a doll, Mikey. Later, Dorkin.